Okay, I guess we'll start. What's the official clock time?
1 minute later.
Okay, then we can start. We don't want to start at time, Chas V'Shalom. Okay. Tinoikis Shehevia Shtei Sairis, O Choletzes, O Misyabemis. The Shtei Sairis is godless. She's a regular Gedoyla, is O Choletzes, O Misyabemis. Because we hold that Chalitzi have to be a Gedoyla. Misyabemis, you really don't, but okay. But Choletzes, that's the point. Because it says Ish, it says by Chalitzi, and we learn Ish or from Ish, we'll see. V'chayevis b'chom mitzvah samuris b'tari, she's a Gedoyla. V'chein tinik, so to a boy, shehevi shtei Cyrus, again with a different years, now we're just going on to Cyrus, is chayev b'chom mitzvah samuris b'tari. V'roi liois ben Seira u'moira. Now this is basically, it's a mission in Sanhedrin also. Ben Seira u'moira is a very interesting parasha, besides all its other interesting things. The time period is very limited. Basically the whole thing can only be for 3 months. He has to be a gadol, can't be a katan, but he can only be until he can have children. He's royal hoilet, because Gemara says kicha ben sheyesh lam ben, and not someone who himself has a ben. And the Gemara says that's 3 months. It's from the time he brings Cyrus, maximum 3 months. It's from the time he brings Cyrus until there's a lot of Cyrus. So that we'll see in 1 second. It's in those 3 months maximum you can be a ben Seira u'Moira. So at 8, once he brings the Cyrus, is Roy Elias ben Seiru Moirer, how long? Misha Yovishtei Cyrus, Ad Sheyakiv Skanata, Ad Sheyakiv Zok. Until the Gram explains the Cyrus surround the Aver. Now there's a lot of Cyrus. The Gemara Mitzvah says called his royal Lahoylet. At that point, it says not more than 3 months. Says the mission in general, whenever we refer to Cyrus, and we say Zokon, we don't mean the beard. We mean hatacht and valohel, the Cyrus by the Mokim. Elishadibru chachomim beloshin nekiya. Okay. So whenever we refer to Zokon, we mean this kind of tacht. Okay, fine. Now, tinoikis, we have the business of miyun, which we've had a lot up till now. Miyun is by a ketan. Right? Once she becomes a gedoyla, says the Mishnah, tinoikis shevi yashtei Cyrus, eina yichol alamoy. It's only when she's a ketan. Reb Yehuda Omer, she gets a little bit more time on miyun at sheyar behashochar. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. It means that the hairs, the Cyrus are longer. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. It's a little bit later. Again, we have to be careful. We'll see it more detail. Reb Yehuda is not arguing on the ratio of the mission. He's not arguing when a girl becomes a gedoyla. That's such a obviously Cyrus. He gives a little extra time for miyun. That's all. So okay, no, we'll see. Let's see the Gemara. Yeah, I mean, the Mishnah says that Tinoikis, when she brings Shisairis, she's Oicholetzo Mishabemis, and she's Chayevis Chomitza Torah. It means a Gedoyl. Just say she's Chayevis Chomitza Torah. We know she's a full fledged Gedoyl. What do you have to tell me? Oicholetzo Mishabemis. Excuse me. What do you have for me? Oh, Zogdi Gemara, Lafuke Medebyoisi. You're right, of course. Once the Mishnah tells me that she's a Gedoyla, she has Chomitz, of course I know she's Choletzes. Chiddush is the other way, that she needs to be a Gedoyla for Chalitza, because there is one man, the Omer in Yevomis, Rabbi Yoisi, who holds that a Ketana can also be Choletzes. That's what the Mishnah trying to tell me. She's a Gedoyla, she's a Choletzes, because we need her to be a Gedoyla. Lafuke Medebyoisi, to Omar, Ish Kosuv Baparsha. A cotton can't give chlitza because it says ish in the parasha. Im lo yachpot so ish lo kachas es yivim toy. Aval isha ben gdoyla ben ketana. In Rabbi Yezzi, all the ketana can make chlitza. Komashmul on our Mishnah, no. It's only when she brings shishtayach and she's chayev shal mitzvah, then she can make chlitza because we take a need a gdoyla. The e ice is they Cyrus ain't iloy loy. If she don't, she can't. What's talking to why? Rabbi Yezzi is right. It says. Don't say anything about Isha on the parash. My time, Isha ki ish. We learn Isha from Ish. Okay. Now the mission is the Gemara's continuing. The mission says after that, it says chein tinik shehev ishtei Cyrus is chayiv v'chol mitzvahs. You have to say that. Just it said it to Tinoikis when she brings Cyrus is chayiv mitzvahs v'chein tinik. You have to say chayiv v'chol mitzvahs. Given the tono v'chein hatinik So shehevi be Cyrus chayv alusat toel lo molim. I mean, you tell me a girl when she brings Cyrus chayv mitzvah. So to a boy. So to a boy is chayv mitzvah. You don't need those extra words. Okay. Oh, v'cheitam, you'll tell me, you're right, it's for the oisfer the mission, the business of Ben Sayer Umayri. You want to continue into that? V'cheitam, mishum de koboy, le misni, v'royli as Ben Sayer Umayri. That's also, I don't need it. That's a mission in Sanhedrin. For that, I don't need this mission. I got exactly that, is in the mission of Ben Sayer Umayri. Tanina chod azimaj, we learned it once. Eimo sayhu Ben Sayer Umayri. Exactly the same mission you have in Sanhedrin. Zog de Gemara, this is our literary parak. We had a few of these times and we're answered Enoch Hanami to the mission's question of just setting it up. Enoch Hanami, Melavas Nish, Elo Aidi de Porish Mili de Tenoikes, Komefarish Nami Mili de Tenek. Enoch Hanami. Okay. This is the mission that Cyrus made godless. This is it. Okay, now. Okay, let's get back to this machloikis we have with Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just clarify one point, which we really had before, and we'll make perfect crystal clear here. What is miyun altogether? Miyun, why does miyun work? Why can she walk out like that? Because the ganze kiddushin is a derabonon. They made it up. I mean, we're talking about a yisrael who has no father. A girl who's a ketana who has no father can't al pitayri get married. There's no way to do it. Elena, they were masakin. They shouldn't be hefka the girls that the mother and the brothers can marry her off. But that's a kedushin de rabbona. So therefore the out is an easy one. She just says goodbye. Goodbye, Charlie. She walks out the door. That's called mim. Now, what happens when she becomes a gedoyel? So we have to be careful. There's two things going on over here. Let's say she marries him, she's 10 years old. Okay. Now she passes the 12th birthday, she has Cyrus. What happens then after that kiddushin? She really married. Except for one man, Dom and Yavam, is Kuf Tesla, who we will leave out. She doesn't become married. What should change? Kolzma, he's not Bo'aleo. But once he's Bo'aleo, Bigadlus, that we had before, then he's a Makadisha with that beer. Then it becomes a kiddushin. The rice, then it's a different story. I mean, then me should not help. So now, when Rabbi Yehuda, again, there's an out from that too. That's why is that? Because we say that everybody knows that a ketana can't be miskadeshes. So therefore, when he's boil her after she's a gedoyla, he has in mind to be makadesha. So that the first beer after she's a gdoila, she becomes a MSHSH. Okay, now, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that once she brings Shnei Cyrus, she can't make me, she's a gdoila. Rabbi Yehuda says she gets a little bit more time, until the Cyrus get bigger. We'll see. We have to be very careful here. Pashas Rabbi Yehuda is talking only if he wasn't boiling her. But if he was boiling her, of course it stops with godless, because then she's mekudesh with the rights. That's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a ketan who turned 12, and she has Cyrus, and he wasn't Bo'aleo. He's out of town. Can she be mima'enis? We say she can't. Chachomim stopped miyun once she becomes a gedoyla. Even though she's the same kedusha d'rabbanan she was yesterday. But they're afraid, Rashi explained back there, if you let her be mima'en now, you'll be mima'en even after he's Bo'aleo, it's messy. Rabbi Yehuda says she gets a little bit more time. But that's all talking when there was no beer begadlusa. Because once you have beer begadlusa, you're up against the rices. Rabbi Yehuda is not choylik with us that she becomes a gdoila, which they say. It's very important, let's see now. Okay. Tinoike Shevio. Omer Rebabo, Omer Rebelozer. Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. First of all, he says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Is number one, you have to know, we don't hold that way. Because the Gemara in Yevom is... Has Reb Nachman Amr Shmuel that we don't pass like Reb Yehuda. Okay, Allah, we don't take on Reb Yehuda. Okay, now. Umoide Reb Yehuda Shem Nivalo La'acha Sheviya Shtei Cyrus Shuv Eina Yechola Limchas. That he agrees. Because like we said, he agrees that Shtei Cyrus makes her a Gdoila. So if he was Bo'aleo after Shtei Cyrus, they're really married. They can't say this Miyun, that's ridiculous. They're talking before Biyun, when he's still Kedushin the Rabbonon. Did Chazal cut it off with godless, even though it's still Rabbonon? When I gave her a little bit more time. Okay, now. Again, his mother, Rabbi Yudashim, Nival Alaga Shevi, Shtei Cyrus, Shuvena Yechola Lemoy. Okay, now comes an interesting story. Chavroi de Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's chaverim sova lemebed uvda ki Reb Yehuda. They wanted a paskin like Reb Yehuda, meaning allow the girl to be mema'enes even after Cyrus till Yav B'Shochar, Even though she was niveles begadlus. Now that's a strange one. What did they hold? Now they're wrong. You want to say they're wrong. What did they hold? How could they make a mistake like that? I mean, that's ridiculous. Once he's boiled, she's all right. He's giving me. They hold that a person doesn't realize that a ketana can't be miskadeshes. So when he's boileh begadlusa, he's boileh al das kedushin arishonim. He doesn't have in mind to be makadesha now because he thinks they're married already. That's an interesting question. Do we assume everybody knows a ketana can't be miskadeshes? They hold we can't assume he knows. Mele he's boileh adaita of the first kedushin. Mele he's not being makadesha with the new bia. Okay. Now, so that was their toes over there. Okay. Now, that's what they wanted to do. Says Rav Kahana is Chavroi Rav Kahana Sovelam Ebaruv the Kriyab Yehuda Afagav the Nivalo. Omalu Rav Kahana, you're making a mistake. Loi Kachoy Emaisa Bebito Shereb Yishmuel. Wasn't this exactly a similar case with Reb Shmuel's daughter? Shebos Lebeis Hamedrash Lemoy. She came to the bezin to be mama enes ubnu murkav lo kseifa. She already had a baby. She obviously was a gedoyla already, and she wanted to be mama enes. Obviously, it was boileh afterwards because she had a baby. This is exactly your case. The oisei hayoyin that day in besmerish huskru dvorav shel Rabbi Shmuel. They brought a brice of Rabbi Shmuel's daughter, and that day they had mentioned a brice of Rabbi Shmuel beveis hamerish. They were crying. She's going to get stuck, and as we're going to show from there that story that you can't make miyun, meaning she's going to get hit over the head with her own father's memory. Okay, now look what he said. Interesting, Bryce here. Now, a complicated Bryce. The pasuk is talking by Soita. It says over there. She's also if loinis poser, meaning she wasn't forced. And Eshesish becomes asur labaila soito if she's mezana birotz. Honis poser, if she was an oines, is she muteris labaila? Except by koyin, right? Eshes Yisrael shezinso is asur labaila if she's mezana birotz. But be oines, not. How do we know that from the poser in the beginning of Noso? It says, hilonis poser. She wasn't forced, then she's also. But nisposa, she was forced, she's mutter. Now it says one more step. It says vehiloi nisposa. She is usher if it's berotzen and mutter if it's be'oines. He, but there's another woman who's mutter labaila, even if it was berotzen. That's how the Gemara is doing. Vehiloi nisposa asuru. This regulation says depends on nisposa. Loi nisposa meaning she did it berotz and she's also labayla. Nisposa she was forced, she's muteres. But there's another woman who's muter even if she did it berotz. V'yesh loch acheres she'af al pisha loi nisposa, even though she wasn't forced, she was designed berotzin muteres. Who is that? Ve'ezezu. Veizu zusha kidusha kidushitos shekidusha kidushitos, meaning it was the whole thing was a toast. She married Almanas and he was a koyin. Let's say what's Rashi's case here? Almanas and koyin by Reuven, so kidushitos or. Ketana, we'll see. It's implied saying two cases really. Why is kedusha tov? It means he married Arnashani Koyin. It turns out he's Yisrael. Meantime, their marriage is mezana tachtov berotzen. She's going to be mutter to him later. Why? Because they're not married. That's all he means to say. It's kedusha tov. It's not the answer. It's not ages age. The whole thing's a mistake. And also kedusha ketana for the same exact reason. Because let's say the mother and the brothers marry her off to somebody, to Reuven, 10 years old. She's mezana tachtov, right? Is she going to become also to him? No, because she'll be mema'enes later, and that tells us they were never married. The whole thing, It's another interesting about Mion. Mion takes it off Lamafreya. Once she's Mimaena, she can marry the Kroivim. It's like they were never married. So there was nothing to get the Aser over here. Kedush goes, Afa Pisha bin Amurkav al Kseifor, even though she has a child already. Good. The whole story is not that important. Basically, what we're bringing from Rabbi Shmuel is that there can be miyun after she's a gedayla, even if he was born after she's gedayla, which is what they wanted to do. But that's not the end of the story. V'nimnu v'gomru, they got together in Bezdin b'smedish that day, and they took a vote. And what did they come out? Ad mosai habas mima'enes. How long can a girl be minus? Achidovi shtei Cyrus. Why? Because here it's nivalo begadlusa. So here everybody will agree. This is not Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Never said this. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees here. If he's bull after gadlusa, she can't be minus. But kitzur, they wanted to allow miun. They wanted to allow miun achiyaber shochar, even if he's bull after chavroy d'afkara. Afkara says you forgot this whole story. It's been mamish amaisa like this. That Rabbi Shmuel's daughter came in. They wanted to allow miun, even though she was nivale after gadlusa, and they brought this brice of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Gemara came mad. They came out nimdu begomer. We don't hold that way. We hold that after be a begadlus, she's a real eshesish because he's mekadosh. Well, that's nothing to talk about, and it's all over. Oh, so they were about to pass, and he told them this story. Porish v'lo avad uvda. So they backed off and they didn't pass. Good, fine. Reb Yitzchok v'talmidei de Reb Chanina. Ovad uvda k'Reb Yehuda v'afgav de nivel. They take a paskin. They allowed a girl who was niveles la'acha gadlusa to be mima'enes because she was still before Yabashocha. Now, as we just came out, it's a total mistake. They made a mistake, Porsche. They allowed her to be mamanas. She went and married somebody else. Now, she can't stay with that guy, that's for sure not. She's still married to this guy. There's nothing there. The mean is nothing. Because if there was Biba got loose, so we were Nimnu Begom, it's all over. That's it. She's an Ashishish. The mean is zero. She needs a get. Now, she, meantime, got married to somebody else. Ozlo Rav Shaman Barabu, Omro Kamid Reb Yochanan. He told over the story to Reb Yochanan. Ozlo Reb Yochanan, Omro Kamid Reb Yudanisir. He went to Abir and he saw. He had power already. Shoda Balsha, he sent the Marines in. Viafke. And they took her, they physically forced her out from the new husband, because she's still married to the first husband. Was washing the toes. Okay, now we get a little bit into what does this Yarbish Shocha mean? What did Reb Yudah mean by this? Obviously it's a stage a little bit past Cyrus. What is it? Omer Rav Chisda Omer Marukbo Lo She Yarba Shocha Mamish. Yeah, Yarba Shocha, again, Shocha refers to the hairs, Pashtas. It means you have a lot of hairs, a lot of sires. That's not what it means. Elo Kidei She Yu Shtei Cyrus Shoichvois. They should be big enough, the sires, that they can be Shoichvois laid down, and it therefore covers the area more. V'nivrois Kemisha Yarba Shocha Lalov, and it looks like there's more shochel lovin, meaning the skin. It looks like there's more there. Rova Omar shtei Cyrus hamakifis misofa lasofa. So such a length of the Cyrus. How do they translate from side to side? I don't know exactly what's going on over here, but whatever it is, it's a little bit bigger Cyrus than we need. Okay. Omer b'chalbo rafuna shtei Cyrus sheomru tzorich sheyehei beikron gumois. The Cyrus that we're talking about count only if they're coming out of a guma. What do they give for guma? Follicle? Pores? Okay, some sort of a I don't know what you call it, like a depression, a little hole there that the hair comes out. A hair that stump comes out, that doesn't count as Cyrus. Okay. Now, comes Rav Malki and says a really big Kiddush. He's saying that if you have Cyrus that don't have these gumas, they don't count as Cyrus. So he says a real big Kiddush. Rav Malki yoy, Oma Ravada Barahavo, gumois af al pishein Cyrus. You find two gumois on a Gorola boy, that's good enough. You don't even need a Cyrus. Now this, the Rambam explains, and they all follow him, it's not because gumas is the simen, Cyrus is the simen, but we have a clear chazoka that if there's gumas, then there are Cyrus, and they fell off. It's not the gumas, they're the Cyrus. Oh. Now, here we get off the sign point. This piece of Gemara appears in three or four times in Shas. It looks like very mystical. It's not so terrible. This memra was said, Gumas memra was said by Rav Malkiyoy. That is another Amoira floating around who's called Rav Malkiyo. He's just going to give us a mnemonic simon to remember which things Rav Malkiyoy said and which things Rav Malkiyo said. Okay? There are six memras. Three was said by him and three was said by him. Omer Avchanina Breder Aviko, Shpoid, Shifchis, Vigumois, Rav Malkiyoy. Those three things, just go quickly. Shpoid is in Beitzah. It's a shpoid is a spit. It says over there a spit that was used to roast meat on Yontif becomes muktzah machmas mius. Okay, it's not important right now what's going on over there. And that's a memra. Let's keep this in mind. Four of these things are shot them in brises or mishnayos. Two of them are stam memras. That's stam a memra. Okay. Shivchis is a mishnah in ksubas. The mishnah in ksubas is telling us the melachos that a woman is mechuyev to do in the house. In a Tanakhama, there holds the, whatever. The Mishnah goes to what the woman's jobs are. Anyway, but the Mishnah says it depends. If she brings in shivchis with her, so it gets less and less. If she has, I mean, if she has a kitchen staff, so she doesn't have to cook. You know what I mean? And if she brings in so many shivchis, she doesn't have to do anything. It says over there, Sheves Bekatadra. She can sit in some fancy chair and snooze the whole day. Come to Blessed says no. Even if she has an army full of shivchis and a minimal amount of work she has to do, it's a famous mishnah, as we all know, if somebody has nothing to do, they're going to go stir crazy. It's not a healthy thing to have a woman in the house with nothing to do, contrary to a lot of popular beliefs. But that's what the mishnah says. That's shivchis. Egumis is this thing. So it says those three memories were said by Rav Malkiyoy. The next three memories, Bluris, Eifemaklo, and Gvino, is Rav Malkiyo. They were said by Rav Malkiyo. Bluris is a mishnah that a goy is getting a haircut by a Jewish barber, and he's got the Bluris. The Bluris was that strip of hair they left, L'shem Avodah Zorah. In a Yiddish barber, there's not a lot of chep at a Bluris, because it's Avodah Zorah. And says Rav Malkiyo, over there in the Gemara, you can't go within three etzboyis. You have to say three etzboyis off of the Bluris. Okay, Zayi Glam Pshat the Mishnah. Eifemaklo is a memory in Makis that you can't, Eifemaklo's ashes. They used to use it like for some sort of medicinal purposes. You can't put Eifemaklo down on a wound because it sinks in and it looks like you're writing with a tattoo. So it's kakeya. Okay. Gvino, and we have the Mishnah about Zora, Gvino Sakum is also. There are six reasons there in the Gemara. One of them is that they smeared the Gvino with Shuman Chazir. So, and that was said by Rav Malkiyo. So that's what Rav Chanina said. Shpoit, Shivchis, and Gumes was said by Rav Malkiyo. Bluris, Eifemaklo, Gvino was said by Rav Malkiyo. Rav Papa says, no, it's a little different. Masnisen umasnito, those that were said on Mishnayos and Brises, that's Rav Malkiyo. Shmaitzer, the Stam Memerson, the Gemara, that's Rav Malkiyo. Visimna, the way to remember, Masniso, Malkiso. Masnisa was said by Malkiyo, the queen. My benai, what's the difference? Ike benai, shifchis. Because Rav Chanina has shifchis in the Rav Malkiyo list. Shifchis is a mishnah. So he switches that one to the Malkiyo list and takes Eifemaklo out of the Malkiyo list, because that's a memra, and puts it into the Malkiyo list. Okay. So much for Talmudic mnemonics. Amar Ravashi. Omli Mazutra. Kosho be Reb Chanina Misura. He had a kasha on this memra that Reb Malkiyo said, forgetting all the names, Reb Malkiyo said the big chiddush here, that if you have gumas without Cyrus, it's good enough. Again, we said with the Rambam, it's because we know there was Cyrus. But in point of fact, he said a bomb chiddush here, that if you find two gumas on a boy or a girl, that should become a girdle there. Should have been said somewhere in the Mishnah, rises somewhere. It's not so terrible because Iashmin and Gumis. See, he thought, that's how the Maram explains, he thought the Gumis were the Simon Godless. So how could a Tana not say that? How could it not be in the Mishnayos anyways? You're not making up a new Simon. He's telling us that Gumis is a way to know there was Cyrus. But if he would have said that, I would have thought, what would he have said? If you find two gumas, then you can assume two Sairas. So then I would have thought you need two Sairas and two Gumas. That's misleading. Because the truth is, if you find two Sairas and one Guma, it's also good enough. E ashmein and gumois have amina at you stay sirus bishtay gumas. That's what it said in the Mishnah. You find two gumas, it's a simon godless because there were two sirus. What would I have understood? You need two sirus coming out of two gumas. The truth is, two sirus out of one guma is good enough. Again, if you find one guma, that's not good enough because that all we know is one sirus was there. So you have to find two gumas or two sirus and one guma. Now comes off the Gemara to a side point. You're telling me there can be two sirus coming out of one guma. I'll show you a pasuk in Iyov, a famous discussion with Hashem and Iyov that's impossible. Is there such a thing as two sirus coming out of one poor? Is that what you said? One poor? Okay, P-O-R-E. Very good. V'hoksiv shtei da posuk in Iyov. Asher b'saira yeshufeini v'hir b'ptsoi chinom. You knocked me out. What is Chazal say? What is Iyov complaining there? V'omar rovo Iyov b'saora chirev b'saora shivuo. Now, saora means storm, but it also means a hair. He was mecharev with a saira, and Hashem answered him with a sire. What's meintos? Bisoro chiruf. His chiruf, his gidof was with a hair. Omar lefon of ribayin shaloylam. Shema ruach seoro over lefonecho. What happened over here? There was a blackout. There was a storm by you, ribayin shaloylam. V'nischalfu lechobin iyov leoyev. What happened? What are you doing to me? I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I being punished? Were you hit by a storm, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And you got confused with the Iyov and Oyev. My name is Iyov. You thought my name was Oyev? So you tried to punish me? How did Hashem answer him? B'sa'ora, with a hair. B'sa'ora heishivu. Vayan Hashem es Iyov min ha'sa'ora. He answered him from the storm. Vayomer eilov. This is what he said to him. Chazal adashim losh sa'ora here from a hair. Shoit the shaboylam zokta. I'll answer you from the hairs on your head. You're asking me. I got confused, chas v'sholem, between Iyov and Oyev. I don't know who you are. Harbe nimin borosi b'roisha shalodam. I created many hairs on the head of a person. Ulechol nimo v'nimo borosi lo gumo b'ftei atzmo. Every hair has its own gumo. Shelo yushtayim yoinkes migumo achas. So no two hairs, that's why I made my bria. No two hairs should be pulling out of one gumo. Sheil mole shtayim yoinkes migumo achas. If two hairs would be in one pore and would be yoinik from one pore, makhish moreinu shel odom. It would somehow weaken his eyesight, whatever it is. Zokta Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gumo begumo lo nischalafli. I can keep track of every goom on the head of every person in my bria, and I can't keep track between Eve and Oyev. Calm down. But what does it say over there? That you can't have two sirens. I coach boy was up two, and you can't have two sirens coming out of one guma. You're telling me that a ganzer chiddush here is you didn't tell me gumas in the mishnah because I would have been confused. I would have thought you need two sirens from two gumas, and their emes is a two sirens for one guma is a simon. I coach boy says you can't have such a thing. Zog the gemara habegufa habereisha. Hashem is talking about nimen al haroish. He says hairs on the head bereisha shalodom can't come out two from one. On the body it can. Okay. Good. Omar Shmuel. I'm sorry. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Where do these two Cyrus have to be located? Shtei Cyrus Sheomru. Afilu achas ala kaf, vachas ala beitzim. The kaf, Dr. Rashi over there, top second line. Goyfe shalo eva lamata min akeris. Where the hairs are found, that's where they're normally found. And one is on the Avram themselves. It means even though they're not exactly in the same place. Tanya nami hochi, shtei sairus she'omru, afilu achas begabo, ve'achas bekreiso. Now, gabo doesn't mean on the back. Rashi learns gabo means tachas oisei amokim, and kreiso means above the mokim. One is learned different. One learns gabo is above the mokim, kreiso is right by the mokim. The analogous case by Yeisha to what Shmuel said. One on the calf and one on the base, whatever. They're not mamish together, but they're both in that area. Noach is achas al gabi kishri etzboi seo shel yad. One is on the kishri etzboi over here, on the fingers. The achas al gabi kishri etzboi seo shel regel. Divir Reb Shimon ben Yudish Kvarako, Shomer Shum Reb Shimon. V'Rabbonan Omer Rav Dev, Rav Ashi should be, Ashiu Beis Cyrus B'Mokim Echot. We have to be in the same area. But you see, this is not the Gemara. You see from this Gemara that the Cyrus don't have to be in the Mokim O'erva. Kishi Etzbo Sel work. The Ran is the Sucha Ran is so it could be hairs on the beard also work, although you usually think it say it doesn't. He says maybe it does. It's interesting. The Rambam holds, and nobody knows where he got it, the Rambam holds that it has to be in the Mokim Erev. And everybody's asking where did he get that from? I mean, it's pretty clear in the Gemara, it's not that way. It should have to be one place or not, but it seems pretty clear that it can be anywhere. Okay, but that's the Ram. Good. Tana Rabbana. Admose Abbas Mima Enes, Achetovish de Cyrus Divi Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Omer Shiyar Bashoch. Again, we're talking when he's not Bo'alel. Because godless, everybody agrees, has achieved the Shtei Cyrus. And once he's Bo'alel Begadlus, it's all over. But if he's not Bo'alel Begadlus, according to Reb Yehuda, give a little bit more time, Shiyar Bashoch. Which basically means the hair's got a little bit longer, as we learned before. Reb Yosef Achetaki for at Torah. The Mukhe Yosef in Bivom says it means the whole area is surrounded by hair. It's a little bit more hair. Ben Shlok Yosef Achetachalkel. Okay, Shmuel, give me a good word for Achetachalkel. It means a lot of hair here. Chalkel is a lotion. Gemara Shabbos says kilkum.
It lies flat.
It's somebody. The Gemara Shabbos says, you take a look in Rashi. Bring it. Yeah. Take a look Rashi. Achetachalkel. Lo shomati mau. Didn't have your Gemara. V'nir b'yainai shechavei b'maseches Shabbos. Kisei kidei losut kilkul. And you need a deshia for it's on Shabbos of whitewash is enough to pat down this kilkul. V'armina my kilkul store do but store. Yochanan actually shom Cyrus Harbi she wrote for Malubish Pseir. It's something much better like a something that came out by the woman over here. Whatever. What did you say? Thicker hair, flat down enough to pat down. Yeah, okay, it's a little bit more hair. Whatever. Good. V'om Reb Shimon mitzoani chanida ben chachinoi b'tzidin chanida ben chachinoi met me in tzidin. The Omer he told me kshatom agi etzer b'akiva. When you get to Reb Akiva, emorlo tell him, frak them ad Moshe Abbas m'ma'enes. Now im yom aloch at shetovish de Cyrus. If he'll tell you that, emorlo tell him. V'aloi ben shlokis heyid b'maymet kulchem b'yavne. Ben shlokis said. In front of all of you there, Ache Techalka, which is longer till the hair is bigger. V'le'amartem lo dover, and he didn't say anything. So go and ask him. If he tells you, stay Cyrus, about is what's going to tell you, because that's how we hold. Tell him that's Gemara Maimon and Yavna. You all were there, and Ben Shlok has said his theory. So nobody said no. Nobody told him not. Kishibosi Yitzchak Reb Akiva Omali Kilkul Zeh Eini Yedeya Mahu. Says Rashi, I don't buy it. Lo severely. Ben Shlokis Eini Maki. I don't know this Ben Shlokis fellow. The answer on Moshe Abbas Menes Achetovi Beis Cyrus. This all Machlokis Shigei. We hold Beis Cyrus. Shtei Cyrus Amur is an important Mishnah, as our old Mishnah is. Amur is Bipora. Shtei Cyrus appear in three places. Here by us, Simon Godless. By Pora Aduma, we said it 2 weeks ago. A Pora Aduma becomes possible if she has two Cyrus Shiris, and the goyim and the goyim say a loving as a simon tuma or say it soho by the nesokim. It also means doesn't mean say it means two. It's a supreme. You have to have two Cyrus. So the shtei Cyrus that's mentioned in these three places by poro that two black ones knock out the poro. The negoyim that two Cyrus lavanas is a simon tuma. Vehu amur is bichol mokim, meaning what we just discussed by benubas the simon godless. How? Now we have a new problem. How tall, how high, how long, what do you call it, does Cyrus have to be? So we have three Shurim and the Mishnah. It's kind of a confusion, which is bigger, which is smaller. The big enough that you can bend them over in half. Rebbe Lezer Omer Kidei Likritz Bitzipoyrin. You can catch it with your finger. Rebbe Akiva Omer Kidei Shu Nitlus Bezug. They can be caught with a scissor. Okay, the common held belief is that the biggest shear, the tallest, is Lok of Rosh Leikra. There's a Rashi that says Nitlus Bezug. They claim it's a printing error over here. The other two is not clear. Most people hold Likritz Bitzipoyrin is the smallest shear. Nitlis is in the middle, and then Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam has it the other way. Omer Chizdo Mamarukva Halacha Kedivrei Kulon Lahachme, meaning that with the smallest shear you have to be worried, and you're not Favadai until they hit the biggest shear. What's the smallest? What's the biggest? A bit of a confusion. The Rashi says Hilahachme Mishenikrit Soitz Bitzipori Loim Ma'enes Shemagdoyle. He clearly holds, as do most people, that Nikrit Bitzipori is the smallest shear. Okay, we finish now with the whole Inyan from Simonim. Okay, now. Haraya Kesem, we're back into Hilchos Nidah. What this mission is doing here, not clear. There's no flow with what we're discussing now, but Haraya Kesem, she finds a Kesem. Harezu Mikukelis. So first of all, she's Mikukelis, meaning what? We don't know. There's a woman has a Riyah. So on Sunday she has a Riyah. She knows her numbers. Sunday's day one. 7 days she's a Nidah. 11 days she's a Zav. If she finds a Kesem, she's Mekukeles, because she doesn't know exactly when it came. Come today, it come yesterday. Obviously, if she put on freshly laundered thing an hour ago, she knows. But in any case, when she didn't. So what's supposed to came today, it came yesterday, it came 2 days ago. I mean, it's a Mekukeles. She doesn't know exactly when her Cheshbon starts. Okay. V'choyshesh misum zoiv divrei Reb Meir. What does that mean? Says it means like this. She's wearing this thing and she hasn't checked it for 3 days, and she's in the 3 days of Ziva, right? Okay. Now she finds a kesem, one big kesem that's three grisim v'oids big. So it could be split into three ksum. We say she got a taka Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and she's a zov. Obviously, it's a sofei. There's not going to be a carbon on that. But she says this up. Chachomim omrim, ein biksomim mishum zoiv. Now, that sounds like a blanket statement. You don't have to worry about anything. It's not. Let's see the Gemara right away. Man chachomim rem chanina ben antagonasi. What did he say? The sani rem chanina ben antagonasi, miksomim ein boem mishum zoiv, upo mishem ksomim ebin li zoiv. Doesn't mean a blanket statement. It's amol, yeah, amol nisht. When, yeah, ketzat. Lo sho gimel chlukis habedukis lo, umotz aleim kesed. She's in the week of Zova, right? Like, this is her 11 days. Sunday she put on a choluk, took it off, and found something. Monday she put on a choluk and found something. Tuesday, that's going to be Zav, because she saw in 3 days. It's not a blanket, there's no Ziva by Ksum. There is. Just you got to know what happened. Oh, I'll give you even a better case. Ruas or Beis Yomim. Sunday she saw had a Riyah. Monday she had a Riyah b'mei Ziva. Tuesday she put on a choluk, took it off, and found the keset. She has to don herself like a zovah. V'cholik echod, hein hein aksovim ha-mevi'in lidei Ziva. So what did he mean? What did he mean in the Mishnah, ein b'ksovim mishum zoiv? The Chachomim's case. The Chachomim's case is the worst case scenario, best case scenario, that put it. She took off the beged after 3 days, finds one big kesem that's the size of three. They say you got to cut it into three, and because she came Sunday, that far he didn't go. But if you'll have it, three separate begodim, it'll be so. Or two in one, or... Yeah, okay. Now, meantime, we have to understand what he said. What did he just say here? He said, if she had a kesem on Sunday on one beged, a kesem on beged number two on Monday, and kesem me three ksomim in a row, we know the three separate days, she's his own. Then he said another case. Sunday she had a real Riyah, Monday she had a real Riyah, Tuesday she had a kesem, she's a Zava. I mean, the second one is much less of a Chiddush than the first one. The second one, you're supplying one kesem for your Ziva. You have two real Riyahs and one kesem. The first case was where you had three ksomim. In the first case, a much bigger chiddush. Once you tell me the first case, of course I know the second case. Ridiculous. If I have a kesem Sunday, kesem Monday, kesem Tuesday, she's a zova. So obviously she has a riyah Sunday, a riyah Monday, and a kesem on Tuesday, she's a zova. Hashda shloisha chlukis delav migufa kochazio. Three that are ksomim. I mean, we don't know for sure they came from her. Chayshinin. We have three of them. So beis yomim, two real riyas. V'choluk echon miboy if a statement doch. Zog di gemar fakert. I would think the other way. Let's take the case of three. Three separate ksomim. So she has to be chayshish. Will she bring a carbon? Of course not. It's a ksomim. Here, where she had a real Riyah Sunday and a real Riyah Monday, I would have a Hava Amina that she should bring a Korban, a real Korban. Why? Because she had two Riyahs. It is a starker Raglayim Ladover that Kesem is a real Riyah with Agoshech. I would have thought, I would now assume for sure that it was a Riyah and she should bring a real Korban Zova. Mao the same a Kolki High Governor with two real Riyas then a Kesem on Tuesday. May via Korban Venechel. I would think she's well, there we go all the way and say that that's not Stamach Shash. I would say it's Raglayim Ladom Shavada Zova. Komash Malon no. So Chalz is so fake. And the way Rashi learns, she brings a korban, but it's Eino Nechal. Schatasoif Habola Sofik. Meshainim Somlin, you don't bring a korban altogether. Sofik was a ketzam over there. Okay, now. So, what is the machloikis in the Mishnah? It's an interesting case. It's the case of the Rabbanon where she finds after 3 days she didn't check a choluk. She finds now a ketzam three grisim big. The Tanakam in the Mishnah says you have to be choishesh, split it into three pieces. Choishesh, one came Sunday, one came on Tuesday. She appears to be a zovish in Zainikiyim. One of Chagin says not that. My case is that far you don't have to go. Omar Rovo, behozakinu Reb Chanina ben Atgonis. This is the argument that the Reb Chanina ben Atgonis used to win or to convince the Chachom. Interesting thing he says here. He says to them, listen to me. What's your case? Your case is that on Tuesday at night when she took off the choluk, she found a kesem big three grisim. So you're telling me split, say one came on Sunday, one came on Monday, one came on Tuesday. He says, listen to me, tell me what would be if that kesem wouldn't be three va'oid, it'll be two and a half. Two and a half grisim. Then you agree there's no ziva there. You need three grisim. You need enough to split it three times. But let's say it would be two and a half. Right? Now, you agree that it's not zova. So what do you say happened if it's two and a half? It's when there's three, you say one came Sunday, one came Monday, and one came Tuesday. Okay. And when it's two and a half, what do you say? One came Monday, one came Tuesday. What about the other half? Obviously, you subsume it in those. You say that two and a half came in 2 days. That's all. Till you hit the magic number of three void, you're going to split it into 2 days. So you can hear that two and a half could come in 2 days. It's not like you're saying not more than one came in every day. When there's two or 2.9, Mach 2.9, what are you going to do? You're going to say that 2.9 came in 2 days. So you can do that. It's interesting. He says, Maishno pochus migimul grisim b'mokim echot. When you find two and a half in one spot, loy chashin, and why? The amre betray yoyme chazise. Two and a half came in 2 days. You could see more than one on 1 day. It's not a magic. No, it's talking about somebody by say, if there's three in a space, do the same thing. Say, two and a half came on Sunday and Monday. The other one is a makailis that's less than gris. I mean, why? Shloisha gris and b'mocha echad nami. Say the same thing. Name the two and a half, it was only two and a half, you'd say came on Monday and Tuesday. Good, so when you have three, void. Say two and a half came on Monday and Tuesday. And the other half is a makailis, like we always say. Upalga migufa chazisa in 2 days. The idach agav zumo. Since it's dirty, all every dama kailasu. Virabonan, they don't go that way. Kaven the equal of fluge begris for oat, then machwe. Since it can be split into three grisin and make gris Sunday, gris Monday, gris Tuesday, we do that. L'chol yoyma loitalidin. Okay. They hold you don't do that. Once it could be three separate days, we're machwe. Now, Reb Chanina ben Atagonis himself, what did he just say? L'chura, where's he arguing with them when she finds one big kesem? Size 3, right? But what if she found after 3 days three separate ksomim on the beged? Not one big kesem size 3. Three different places. Kesem gris, kesem gris, kesem gris. What'll be over there? If from here is mashma, he would agree you have to be choshesh because he's only arguing it then when it's one big one. But what he said before, he didn't say that. Before he said you have to have three different chalukis. It sounds like if it's one beged, even separate ksomim will be okay. According to you, Reb Chanina ben Atagon is gimel grisim b'mokem echon hu delo chayshinin. That's what's not a problem. Ho begimel mekaymes chayshinin ho amrit. We said before Begimel Chaluk is saying Begimel Mekoymus Lo. It sounds from him before you need three separate Chalukis. She wore one thing Sunday, one thing Monday, Tuesday. If she wore the same thing, even if she found three separate some will be okay. So, yeah, you're right. Here he's talking to the Rabbonin. He taka holds, has to be on three separate Chalukis. But Lidivrayim, the Rabbonin come. Lididi, Begimel Chaluk is saying Begimel Mekoymus Lo. I hold you need three separate Chalukis to make this Chash. You have to have that she wore one thing Sunday, one thing Monday, one thing Tuesday. If she wore the same thing for 3 days, I don't care. You don't have to worry about it. But you don't hold that way. Good. You hold one chol, but at least agree to me when they're all in one spot that you should split it up. You should say like I told you before. When it's one big zach of three, say 2.5 came in gufo. They don't buy that. They hold. Once you have enough, three pieces, that it could be made into three separate things on three separate days, we're machmir.